welcome to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael of Greensboro. And now let's welcome our dear friend, Brother Dean.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Preach the Word podcast. I am your host, Dean Carmichael, and today I'm going to be talking about the spiritual discipline of journaling, And if you are on YouTube or if you are on, if you're listening on podcast, just make sure you subscribe, whatever it may be. And also, I'm definitely looking for you to respond a little on this one, because talking about journaling, if that is something that you already do as a spiritual discipline, I definitely want to hear about that, what you're doing. And also, if you had questions about that, about journaling and why it's important, definitely want you to listen to this, but also I'm available for questions. But Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 and 9, that is our key verse here. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 and 9. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. So, a couple things about journaling. I am referencing a lesson that was at my church, given by my pastor, and of course, I'll reference him in the show notes. It was a lesson on journaling 101 for our Way of Holiness conference back in August. And journaling is something that I've done a little of, but really put into practice last year, especially the last 2 or 3 months of the year, I'd say. I really put the spiritual discipline of journaling in practice. You're probably wondering, well, how is journaling a spiritual discipline? Is it a spiritual discipline, and how? And the answer to that is, a spiritual discipline is anything that's going to draw you to God, especially draw you to a life to God. That is a spiritual discipline. So some examples of other spiritual disciplines, for example, would be like the spiritual discipline of confession, or the spiritual discipline of reading, spiritual discipline of studying, spiritual discipline of having time, set time to do your devotions. There are so many things that you can do that is a discipline that draws you to having a life with God. And there is not many that I would put over journaling. Journaling is really a great spiritual discipline that if you're not doing now and you are living a life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to start doing. So a couple things about journaling. Just want to pretty much ask different questions and give answers to those. So question number one is, what is journaling? So what is it? And a good answer to that is, a journaling is more than just note taking. So maybe you have notebooks or hardback or soft cover books that are college ruled, and they're called journals or diaries or whatever. Maybe you have a bunch of those, but there's a difference between journaling, opening your heart and recording certain things that we're going to be talking about in a minute, but really recording your thoughts about God and really recording your heart and different scripture you're reading and confessions and your thoughts and so forth. I want to quote Dallas Willard here. What we think about God is the most important thing about us. The first and most basic thing we can and must do is to keep God before our minds. So note-taking, let's say you have a bunch of notebooks or journals or whatever, and let's say you take that to church with you and you record your sermon notes, or you take it to Sunday school or life group, or maybe you're going through a seminar or going through a book and you record certain things about that, which that can be a part of journaling. That's part of it. But if that's all you're doing, please understand something. That's not journaling. That is note taking. Okay. So for example, I got two examples here. If it's on YouTube, you'll get a good visual. If not, I'm just going to describe to you, for those of you listening on a podcast. So I got a leather journal here, and inside it, I'm just going to open up to a few examples. But for example, I got, so let me see here, just like podcast notes. And then I have, here's a Sunday school, it's a lesson about Sunday school. It's on May the 16th, 2021. And then the next page is a looks like a sermon, and it's all the way on June the 13th. So all through this book that I'm looking at, it's a refillable like journal, but all through this is just sermon notes, notes that I've used for my podcast, and various lessons and things. But it's not a journal, it's note taking. Okay, like I'll take it to church with me. I have it in my Bible case, and if I feel the need to jot down what's about to be presented to me, I'll do it. Okay, that's a notebook. All right, this now I'm holding before you now, this is a journal. Okay, and this is something that I put into practice really, I'm gonna say hardcore, really a discipline that I really put into practice Christmas of 2021. So just opening this up, and I can show you what I mean by really putting it into practice. Now, I began journaling December of 21, like really made a point to do it. But I had a few failed attempts before that, but this part right here. So I'm holding up half of the book, the pages, half of the pages of the book. And this is what I've been able to do. I would say about halfway. Well, I would say the good night, not even a quarter of what I've completed. Small amount here is December 21 to September of 22. Now, the majority of what I've had completed is that end of September, very end of September 29th, looks like, on down to today. Okay, so that's the majority of what I've done. So really spiritual discipline that I've been practicing since, every day if I can. I've missed a few days since then, but since the last part of last year. Now, just some examples of what's in here, just talking about my journal in a little bit. So I'm going to talk about what we put in our journal, but for example, I mean, this is every day recorded in here. I got every day. I got 110, 111, 112, 113, and I got what day it is. I have the scripture that I read. I have some of my thoughts. Looks like I have maybe just some different thoughts on the passage I was reading. Got some, I know it's in there somewhere about some worship songs that I was listening to that day. So this is more me opening my heart to God. This is more my thoughts about God. It's not just note taking at church. It's not just a notebook I get, jot down, doodle in a little bit, whatever, and then I'm done. Then I start a new one, whatever. No, this is my personal journal. I would recommend taking it with you to church and doing your sermon notes. But if you don't want to take it to church, that's okay. You can always use something else and copy it. But I recommend having everything in one place, because before, I think one of the reasons I had so much trouble was I would have one place for note taking, and then I would have a separate journal. And it seems like I just had stuff all over the place. But now I have one centralized journal that everything goes in, everything from Sunday school notes to the lessons I'm teaching, the messages I'm preaching, things like that, the process of all that, it goes in one place. So question number one is, what is journaling? Question number two is, what is a journal? And
again, a journal records our daily walk with God. That's what a journal is. It records our daily walk with God. Is journaling a spiritual discipline? I hope we've answered that already. Yes. Anything that draws you and keeps you in the presence of God is a spiritual discipline, and it needs to be practiced. Number four. Okay, now this is a big question. How do I begin my journal? How do I begin my journal? Well, first and foremost, select a good book to journal in. And this is where the comments are going to come in. This is where the email me, deanjr87@gmail.com. Email me, put who you are, that you listen to the podcast in the subject head so I know who, you know, it catches my eye. And also I open it because I don't open a lot of stuff. But put the podcast in there so I know. And, you know, ask questions. I'll send you links. I'll give you recommendations. Me personally, I like a good leather journal. I like this, something you can close. I like having a place inside the journal. And I apologize to those who are just listening. You can't see, but pretty much just a place inside the journal where I can put a pen. I can use the same pen. And then also a place where I can put, like, different handouts. This journaling 101 that I referenced earlier that my pastor did, that I'm using for the base of this, of sharing my heart with you today, that's in there. I got a couple Bible study tools and things in there that I like to reference, and church-wide calendars and stuff that I keep in there. So also like to keep the church bulletin in there. If you have a church bulletin at your church, I would highly recommend putting it in there, because a lot of church bulletins will put, like, prayer requests and stuff and upcoming events. And your journal is kind of like your centralized place. So that would give you, make it a habit of going in there as you're journaling every day, and also looking at that bulletin and helping you remember those prayer requests and stuff. So what I like, and I apologize for the background noise, but I like to have the refillable ones. So, for example, I have the, mine are like 200 pages or so, and I have the leather journal, but the books actually go inside it. So when I'm done with this one, I'll take it out and I'll save it and I'll put a new one in there. So that way I keep the same cover, but I'm able to refill it over and over. There's so many types out there. If you're just starting journaling, I would recommend just a basic. You can get a really nice one online for like $7-$8. I mean, really nice one. 160 pages. I just invested in getting my Sunday school class journals. And I was able to find good quality journals for a decent price for all of them. I mean, it wasn't that bad. And it was just, you know, something to start with. I would highly recommend that. If you're already journaling, it's not going to matter, because you're going to write so much anyway, you're going to fill them all up. So, select a good book to journal in. Number two, use an opening page to dedicate or consecrate your journal. So what I mean by that is, like, a opening page that says, you know, this is dedicated to drawing me closer and abiding in Christ, or something like that. And maybe pick a Bible verse and pray and ask the Lord to give you the strength and the will to want to have the discipline to create the discipline to do this, right? But have a page that just devotes and dedicates this to God. This is a Bible podcast, okay? I'm not here to get up here and just tell you about getting a book to journal in about yourself or the world, or just get in there and rant and rave about things. That's not what this is. This is a spiritual podcast. This is a topic that will draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ and following Him. This is not just a notebook. If you're a modern day, everyday Christian who can flip a switch on and off and separate church and life, this isn't for you. Okay. This isn't note taking at church, and, you know, you're doodling and you're drawing the pretty little pictures and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with doing that anyway, but you know what I'm saying? There's no this is not note-taking. This is for the individual who's serious about it being a follower of Jesus Christ, okay? You are pouring your heart out, and you are using this as a way to get close to the Lord, and you are consecrating it. So it's a dedication. It's saying this journal is for the purpose of getting closer to Christ. Or, you know, if you, like I said, you can write a Bible verse. Also, date and time stamps are really good. So, for example, if you see a picture of someone, you like on social media, it always puts the time and date on there. So if you were to just see an actual picture of somebody, what do? You normally flip it around to see, is there like a date or something on it? Because you like to have a little bit of context of that picture. And they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, what's a journal worth, right? What's 150 to 200 page journal that's, you know, written about a person's walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and expresses love for their peers and what's on their heart and scriptures that they've been reading and pondering on. Being able to look at that and go back for your own benefit and see where you were at this time, this point in time and place in your life, that's beneficial, but it's also beneficial for your family. You know, I want my boys to be able to one day, you know, come in and take a look at dad's bookshelf and start looking at all these journals that I have and how I'm daily devoting my life to God. It's not just a check the box morning devotion. And there's nothing wrong with morning devotions. Please don't misunderstand me, but it's not just a check the box thing. It's a constant writing and logging of thoughts and struggles and confessions and so forth. So, what a testimony to have, you know, be able to have for your, you know, my kids, my future grandkids, my nieces, my nephews, my family, to be able to look and say, wow, you know, dad or Uncle Dean or grandpa, whatever they're going to call me. Wow. He was really serious. You know, he loved the Lord. He was, he acted one way, but man, he was the same and even more on his own. He really loved Jesus and he was a bold follower of him. So definitely put dates on there. That will help out. So that's how you begin. Select a journal. I kind of like to use the same pen, honestly. I know I'm a weirdo, but I like to use the same pen. I like to keep things organized. I'll use like bullets and stuff, but there's no need to get into to get too technical with it. The main thing is you need a journal and buy you something decent quality. You can find, like I said, you can find a good quality journal for a decent price, especially like online. And I go for like the 5x8. So the 5.5 width by, you know, the 8-inch length. That's a good size, I think. It's personal, it's not too bulky. Also, it's not too small. You know, it gives you, if depending on now, if you're a big writer, you might want to get something bigger. But anyway, no need to get too technical. Those are just preferences. So how do I begin my journal? There you go. The next question is there a right way to journal? The answer is yes. Okay, there is a right way to journal. Whatever gets you closer to God, that's what you want to do. Okay, so I've just started a practice to where, so I'm going through the Bible this year again, but the way I start out my devotions, I started it today, is I'm going to read the Psalms, just one Psalm right now. And the reason I'm doing that is I was talking with a friend the other day, and the Psalms really draw you to a state of worship, and they open you up to an attitude of prayer. So that reading one psalm helps me really get going in my time with God, instead of just opening the Bible up, because, you know, you just open it straight up to Leviticus or Ezekiel or wherever you're at. You know, you could be in the middle of a story, you could be in the middle of a genealogy, whatever it may be. Now, there is so much in the Bible. We all know that. This particular episode isn't about Bible study. But what I'm trying to get you at is reading one psalm really opens my heart, and it prepares me in that place where I need to be for Bible study and for prayer and for worship and so forth. So how you journal is very important. You know, you may open your journal up and immediately write the verse for the day that you feel God wants you to meditate on, or write your prayer request for the day, or just write a note to God, a prayer to God, you know, good morning, God, I love you, or thank you, Lord, for another day. And then, write down a psalm. And then I have a device in my room where I'll tell it to play my worship playlist, and I may listen to a few worship songs, and then I write that in my journal, what song was played and stuff. So there are so many things, anything that draws you to God and brings you to that place and helps that's how you want to journal. What sort of things go into a journal? So here we go. All right. So coming to the end of this, I definitely want to talk about what sort of things go into a journal. So a couple things. Number one, your thoughts about God. Okay. So this can be a prayer. This could be just a praise. This could be a verse that you're meditating on, but your thoughts about God. Also, you can journal about your reflections on your daily life with God, and just looking back and seeing how God worked in a situation, or write down what you're praying about. Thoughts about God, reflections on daily life with God. Another thing you can is the scripture reading for the day. Like if you read a daily devotional, or if you're doing like there's the 365 devotions out there. There's the little devotion books. There's so much stuff out there. And if you're reading one of those, you can write in your journal whatever that verse is, and maybe write some key thoughts. Also, your scripture that's impacted you. So that's number four, scripture that's impacted you. That's a great one. You know, a favorite scripture. Maybe you have a theme for 2023 that you want to, I have a theme song for 2023, a worship song that I like to go to. And if you have a theme verse, want to have one of those as well, that's great. You know, go to that. Prayers, confessions, sermons, lessons. You know, I have podcast notes. I have sermon notes. I have Sunday school notes. I have confessions, struggles, so many. All of those things go in my journal. And last but not least, definitely your desires and your goals, because this is not something to, if you are a task oriented person and you want to be able to check a box and feel good about yourself, you know, I would caution you from that. This is to draw you close to God. Okay. This is not for you to be able to brag and say, look at all this stuff that I wrote. This is for you to be able to say, man, I started this journey of journaling a year and a half ago, and I'm going back and I'm reviewing all that, and look how much I've grown. Look, man, I have such an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ now. And a lot of it has to do with the sheer fact that I wrote about so much and put so much of my thoughts and took so much time to put my prayers and my worship and everything on paper. So that's a wonderful thing. When should you journal? So anytime you need to capture anything I just mentioned, you definitely want to journal. Also, in your solitude. Now, please understand something. There is a difference between solitude, okay, and isolation. All right, isolation, be careful, because that's where the enemy likes to attack you. All right, going to the Psalm 42, you know, if I got that right, if it's not the right psalm, please forgive me. But Psalm 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Talk back to yourself, okay? Because a lot of times you'll wake up and you're like, man, why do I feel this way? Why am I so cast down? And then you begin to talk back to yourself, and you begin to quote scripture and stand on God's promises. Those are things to write about. And in your isolation, if you're not careful, that's when the enemy will attack you, But when you're in your solitude, that is time with you and God. You're not by yourself with your thoughts. You're there in a state of worship with the Lord, and you are you want to be close to Him. And there's that time of repentance, and there's that time of surrendering your heart to Him, and then you can really just get down and begin recording your thoughts and writing down scriptures and songs and so forth. During your devotions, another thing, when a big event happens, maybe there's a big accomplishment, a big goal, or maybe something just happened this week. I'll give you an example. Okay, I will give you an example of something that I have not wrote down yet that I need to write down. So today is Saturday. I'm recording this on Saturday. I normally record a day before I publish if I can. Sometimes I try to go before that. I need to get caught up to where I'm two or three ahead. But anyway, let me go further back. Okay, this is a good story. Last Sunday, I did not get gas after church. We were coming home from church and we did not get gas. So the gas light came on, but we went on home. And then Monday morning, my parents, they watch my youngest son, my oldest son, he's in second grade. My wife's a school teacher and they're at the same school. So they ride together and my parents will come and watch the little one, the 4-year-old. And, they were late. Now, I'm not telling you this to call them out, but this is a big part of the story. And thank God they were late. But they were late. And so I didn't end up leaving until like 7:30, which 7:30 on a Monday morning, what that means. So I'm taking the back roads to the highway, and sure enough, there's a school bus. So I don't like to get right up on it. I try to stop a little ways off, and it was kind of cloudy out. So I'm sitting there waiting on that school bus, and I look in my rearview mirror, and there's this car, and I don't see its headlights. I mean, it is close. When I say I don't see its headlights, I don't mean I don't see it coming. No, I see like the front hood of the car, and it is really close to my car. And I wasn't mad or anything. I just, it's kind of an observation, right? So where I'm headed, there is a gas station. It's like a four-way stop. And there's a gas station right on the other. You keep going straight. There's a gas station right there, which is actually on my way on the back roads I'm taking to work. So I just pull on into that gas station because I got to get gas. You know, when it rains, it pours, right? You're late. You get stuck by a school bus and, oh, yeah, I forgot to get gas. Well, I believe that was all by God's design, because when I pull into the gas station, the guy who was behind me that was really close, he follows me into the gas station. So I didn't really realize that when it was happening. But after our conversation, I realized, oh, he followed me in here. But what happened was I opened my door. I'm going to start getting gas. And he's like, hey, buddy, I just want you to understand. I just want you to know I almost slammed into you. Like, your brake lights are not working. So I waited a minute, put gas in my car, and then I verified it with the truck driver. And I was like, hey, man, can you tell me if my brake lights are working? And he kind of gave me this look as I was stepping on the brake pedal as hard as I could. He kind of gave me this look like, yeah, anytime you're ready, right? So none of my brake lights were working. So I put my flashers on. I drove to the local car place, and it was the bulbs. All the bulbs were out. So all my brake lights were out. Well, that is something I could journal about. That is God's protection over me. God had his hand on me that entire time. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't even want to think. First of all, I don't even want to think. I don't even want to know how long I've been driving around without brake lights, because I got my car inspected way back in the summer. So I'm talking 6, 7, 8 months ago. Both of our cars, the inspection comes up at the same time. Isn't that great? But yeah, so who knows how long I've been driving around with no brake lights. So long story short, I got my brake lights fixed, but that was me. I want to journal something about that, because that was a obvious, obviously that was God's protection. That was the Lord. And I can write that story down. I can thank him. I can rejoice. I can be thankful, because who knows what would have happened if I would have continued to drive on that foggy day and, get on the highway, I-40, I-85, and drive without brake lights. So, those are things you want to journal about, because you don't want to forget about stuff like that. You don't want to just, dear Lord, thank you for keeping me safe, and being cliche about it. You want to actually, record that and thank God for it. Okay. So, anytime there's a big event, the birth of someone, whatever it may be. And then, daily, when do you want to journal? You want to journal daily. Okay. So that's every day. So yeah, that's when you would want to journal, and you want to journal daily. Remember, this is a discipline. This is something that you want to get in the practice of. It's not going to help you out if you do it a little bit here and a little bit there. That's what happened to me at the beginning of last year. But last several months of the end of 2022 really helped me, and I felt so much more ready and revived going into a new year, and replenished. It feels so much better to be able to practice this than it did to just kind of go through the motion. So anyway, I pray that was a blessing to you. And if you're on YouTube or listening on podcasts, whatever it is, just be sure to subscribe however you're listening, and share this so you can tell your friends. And definitely hope that this will help you get closer in your walk with the Lord. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael from Greensboro. You can email Brother Dean, preachtheword87@outlook.com. preachtheword87@outlook.com. You also can follow our dear friend Brother Dean Carmichael on Facebook, facebook.com/DeanCarmichaelJr.